Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, we bring to you former NFL All-Pro, the man who heads up Lights Out Extreme Fighting. It is Sean Merriman. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, my man? How are you?
Well, we're doing good. We have an important ethical question for you to begin. At all points in your life, if you ask for a water cup at a fast food place, did you fill it up with water and never fill it up with soda?
I can't say that I haven't. Well, the thing is, you got to get clear soda, right? Because it got to look
Sprite,
like water.
Sprite is an option.
Well,
Sprite
is an option. You just failed that test, but guess what?
It was great. It was great.
So did all of us. So I think that's okay. Now, I want to get to Lights Out 27, going to be happening this Saturday, so we're only a couple days away in Long Beach. But before that, obviously, got to get your breakdown of the Micah trade and the impact that we've seen these first couple of games for both teams.
Well, I don't think anybody's shocked. I don't think Jerry Jones is shocked. I don't think the fans or the organization is shocked at what Micah is doing right now. They knew what type of player they had. But I want to say this. I know that a lot of people and fans in the media are upset at Jerry's decision, but I look at it as it was good for both parties because of the tensions. You know, they played out publicly. You know, Micah just having a stigma about him just being in the locker room. And sometimes it's just good for both parties. And, yeah, right now, you know, the Cowboys, in my opinion, they lost right now. But if, you know, those extra first-round draft picks turn out to be something in the next 3, 4, 5 years – then, hey, you can look at it, you know what, maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought. But right now it stings because Micah is a complete animal out there just causing havoc all over the field. So, yeah, of course the Cowboy fans and the organization should feel like they lost right now.
I'm curious, though. There was one line from Steven, and it was reflected from his conversation with Matt Eberflus, and that was, we feel like you can scheme up pressure, but stopping the run's a completely different deal. Do you agree with that, that having the dudes to be able to stop the runs different, but you can draw things up to create pressure?
You can draw schemes up, you know, by different blitz packages. I mean, some of the best D coordinators can figure out doing that. But what you can replace is a single person that can go out and take over a game.
True.
I mean, you know, and I hate using this. It sounds cliche about calling Micah a generational player. A lot of people say that. But a Michael Parsons only come around that type of player like once every 10 years, 7 to 10 years. You only see a guy like him. So with that being said, yeah, you can draw some blitzes. You can get home to the quarterback, disrupt the offense. But you got one player that no matter what that scheme is, he can go out and take over a game. And that's the special part about him.
Okay, I want to go back to, I know you talked about as cliche and people overuse generational player. Is there anything in particular that you think differentiates somebody like Micah from your, you know, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, Max
Donald,
yeah, of the world?
Well, say that one more time?
Yeah, I know you were joking about it being cliche, but I wanted to know if there's anything that you think distinguishes Micah from people like, you know, Miles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Watt, any of those people.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator scheme against them. I remember offensive coordinators coming up to me before games and said, even at my years where I was injured and I wasn't the same player anymore, they said that they didn't know how my body was, so they had to make sure they drew up plays that I don't disrupt their offense, right? They knew they couldn't run certain counters because I was going to come off the line of scrimmage and I had the speed and explosion to run a counter back from behind. So, boom, counters are scratched. Now, you know, they didn't know if they had the fan protection or keep a running back or have the tight end to hit me before he got out in his route. So things like that, there's only about seven guys, I would say seven to eight guys in the National Football League where you're saying, okay, we can't run certain things because they're on the field. And that's the difference in those players you just named.
Well, Sean Merriman joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece. Always love talking ball with him because he's really good at it. I really do enjoy hearing his concepts on defense. And looking back at this past Sunday, that was a chaos game as Russell Wilson goes for 450. And you look at kind of what was going on. Did that look like a lack of communication in the secondary, or did they just look beat man up?
Yeah, it was definitely a lack of communication. And I didn't see guys talking enough pre-snap.
Oh.
I think that's their biggest problem right now because everybody, like great defenses, they talk the entire time. When they see something, they relay the message to the safety, down to the linebackers, down to the D lineman. It is a constant communication. So I saw guys still looking around to find out what to do when the ball was snapped.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a bad sign. So it's a lack of communication is breaking down in coverage that's causing those big plays to happen.
The other thing, too, that I've been kind of excited about, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Dak seems to have a different energy about him, and I'm not sure if you kind of noticed. He looks comfortable in the offense, but he also seems to have this confidence. I don't know if it's, you know, from not having McCarthy here or if it's just because he's such a veteran and he has this leadership role, but Dak looks like he's playing with a different confidence right now.
He is, and I think it's evident. Anybody that's watching the game, especially somebody like myself, that played it, and that's the reason why Brian Schottenheimer got elevated. And they didn't bring in a new guy so Dak has to start over and learn again. And so, you know, I know that he wasn't a flashy coach when, you know, he was announced as being a head coach. But I, you know, he was on the coaching staff with us when I was with the Chargers.
Yep.
And I know what kind of coach he is. Now, when you're Dak Prescott and you know the system like the back of your hand now, and now you got a coach that believes in you to let you go out there and play freely, it reflects in the way he's playing right now. So that was him being elevated to the head coach. It wasn't an organization thing. It was a Dak Prescott situation where we're not going to put you in a bad position to start over again with another offense.
Now, I want to make sure that I stay consistent with this opinion, but we've talked about it with Justin Herbert. He feels like the most decorated quarterback in NFL history that's never actually accomplished anything prior to this year. What have been your thoughts about the Chargers so far? And it kind of looks like things might be clicking finally.
Well, look, Matt, we just talked about the coordinators and the coaches feeling comfortable. I think that most people need to realize Justin Herbert hasn't had the same consistency from the head coach down to the offensive coordinator, down to the quarterback coach, since he's been in the National Football League. He hasn't had a stable situation. And so now, not only does he have a stable situation, he doesn't have to go out and win football games anymore. That team is based on being physical up front. I know they haven't got the running game going just yet, but they will. But they're playing great defense. Justin Herbert going out and making plays when he needs to make them. Not the 60-yard bombs down the field when he's being tackled and the miraculous stuff that he was asked to do in the past. He can go out and just play football and make the plays when he needs to, and that's the difference in this team.
Man, when you saw the Khalil Mack injury, though, I think every single one of us just went, it's gross. Did you ever have a moment where you looked down and the joint wasn't going the right direction?
I had a... when I dislocated my shoulder when I was with the Bills, and it was my shoulder injury was much like what Drew Brees had in 05 when I was with the Chargers, when it kind of popped out and it was stuck outside the socket. And it's scary at the moment, but it's even scary when they ask you to bite down on a tile so they can put it back in place, put a harness on you, and throw you back in the game. So it's.
Do you ever feel like it's the 1800s when they do that then?
This is Roman times type stuff we're talking about, guys. This is gladiator, you know, kill or be killed in front of a in a Coliseum. And that's the thing about football. And I was at that game and I saw it, and I thought it was much worse than them putting them on a short-term IR. In fact, I posted something on my IG this morning about me. Hey, look, if the Chargers need me 4 games, 15, 20 plays a game, I can step in. We got to fight Long Beach this Saturday, so I'll already be in town.
Now, speaking of those fights, we could talk about the card itself, but I was intrigued by something you said in another spot about the AI-generated advertising. Can you walk me through kind of that concept and what that's going to look like?
Yeah. This Saturday, we're going to, for the first time of commercial use, we've been working on this thing for 6 months. So we'll have 5 sponsors that's on the mat, but we'll have another 5 that changes every fight. So the audience and fans out there will see a different sponsor that changed. So somebody in California or somebody in Texas will see a different sponsor than the next. And that would be the first one in combat sports history to ever do this. And we wanted to open it up to small businesses, man. I mean, you know, I've always been a bit, you know, obviously been in the combat sports space, but I'm also, you know, cognizant of businesses looking to advertise. So we have a virtual AI advertising company that we're going to display this Saturday. So it's the coolest thing. And then look, we're going to expand this into soccer, into baseball and football, hopefully one day. So we wanted to be the first to kind of bring it to market.
And what is it? Is there a particular fight? I mean, I'm sure the card as a whole, but is there a particular fight that stands out to you that maybe you personally are most looking forward to as a fight fan on Saturday?
Yeah, big time. Our main event, Tyrell Fortune, he's a number one heavyweight pound for pound right now. And I think that after this fight, he goes out and wins this fight in a good fashion, he'll be taken off to the UFC. So we have the next up-and-coming superstars of the sport. We got 3 guys in this card that I think will eventually, and within the next 6 months or so, end up in the UFC. And we want to be the next up. We want to be known as the best talent that's not in the UFC to send guys there. And by the way, you guys make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. It's we're available on every smart TV, iOS and Android, completely free. Got a ton of free live sports there. But, yeah, make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. We'll be live at 5:30 Pacific.
All right, man, that was perfect because I was just about to say, and tell everyone where they can find you because I believe the fight started 7 Central,
I love it.
But maybe 7:30 Central. So the Lights Out TV app.
Yep. Yeah. If anybody got Roku or any smart TV out there, iOS, Android, and you want to tune in, man, completely free. So no more subscriptions added. You know,
thank God.
People are happy about that. So we got a massive, massive fight this Saturday. So you guys make sure. And then a ton of cool, like TNA wrestling's on there. We got poker and chess and motocross, motorsports, outdoor sports. We got a bunch of free live sports there. So check us out.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Actually, I don't think I knew that about TNA wrestling. Fantastic. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. Sean Merriman, Lights Out 27, Lights Out TV. If you want to download the app, fights start at 7:30 p.m. Central.
Absolutely. I always like talking with him, man.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Moral Compass. Do you ever get involved in strangers' conversations? Or perhaps maybe we need to add on, this person is still upset about the quarterback win stat.
No!
All right, all of that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you want to see and come hang out with our shows, got 2 opportunities for you. Today at Williams Chicken in Arlington off of South Cooper, the G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show, getting you ready for the state Fair Classic, which is objectively awesome. CA is going to be out there as well. And then tomorrow, Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Great deals. The $6 box. We're going to be out there. Plenty of great content. Plus, Cowboys ticket giveaways from Dr. Pepper and Taco Bueno tomorrow. Right now, we bring to you Emmy Award winner, star of The Shield, and star of the new movie, The Senior. It is Michael Chiklis. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I think we might be doing better than you. Were you walking down the streets of Dallas with your suitcases looking like a homeless person?
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, were you on the streets of Dallas with your suitcases? Did they drop you off in the wrong spot?
Actually, they did. You guys know about that?
We know everything.
This is our city,
my
Michael.
My driver dropped me off at the wrong address, so I had to walk a couple of miles. But, you know, I needed the steps.
I listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like that. I know we're getting ready for the release of your brand new movie. Comes out tomorrow, The Senior, that opens in theaters. I was hoping we could take a step back to another sports-themed project that you were involved with. Everybody up here at the station really was in on the show Winning Time.
Loved it.
Yeah, and you played Red Auerbach. I know you're from Massachusetts, but I don't know if you were like a diehard Celtics fan. I don't want to make an assumption, but were you?
All things Boston sports. I'm dyed in the wool. Grew up in Fenway Park in the Garden. see the Patriots, all of it. Long suffering, and then we broke through and started to become title town. So we've had an incredible run for the last 22 years. And, Red admittedly was before my time as a coach. He was in the front office when I was young. And when my father would take me to the Garden to see the Celtics. But my father was a huge Red Auerbach fan. And I was sad a little bit that he wasn't alive to see me play Red, because he would flip out. I mean, I think about Red Auerbach and I just giggle, because the guy had audacity, man. Can you imagine someone in this day and age? We're going to win, this game's in the can, 3 minutes left, and firing up a stove.
Yes!
In the arena. I almost swore. Who would do that? If you were the other coach, you'd want to go and belt him in the head.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Unbelievable, the audacity of that guy. And also he was, known for some gamesmanship,
Now,
far be it from Red to, put a couple of nails in the windows to make sure they don't open for the for the other team and turn up the heat,
I know
like that.
Yeah, I know we were all disappointed that Winning Time was canceled, but did you ever feel some vindication that the show ended with the Celtics winning a championship then?
Listen, it wasn't supposed to, honestly, but I was good with it. only to that degree. There was a lot left, and I was, we were going to cover some of the tragic aspects. The demise, frankly, for a while there when Lenny Bias passed away tragically, and we were going to get into some of that, and how it affected Red, because it really affected him deeply. I mean, he was a really forward-thinking guy and an amazing human being in a lot of ways. I joke about him and stuff, but he was extraordinary. I mean, he was one of the most winning coach in the history of basketball, and one of the greatest franchises of all time. And, being a Bostonian, you can't not be a Celtics fan, man. It's just not allowed, It's required. It's like you guys down in Dallas. You're a Cowboys fan, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep. Of course you are. You have to be.
Yep.
It's like part of the culture. Although, speaking of culture, I got to say, making the senior down there, I've always known that, Texas is Mecca for football.
Yep. Right.
But I kind of lived it during this experience, because I didn't we went into a stadium, right, to do some sequences, and it was like a 10,000 seat stadium. And I walk in, I'm like, wow, what college is this? The guy looks at me, the trainer, he's like, he's got a big old, draw. And he goes, this is a grade school, son. I'm like, what? he goes, yeah, man, this is like a junior high. I'm like, what? Took my breath away. He's like, oh, this is Texas, son. We love our football down here. I'm like, yeah, I guess you do. Like, you get 10,000 people here? He's like, yeah, Friday Night Lights, man.
That is true.
I was like, holy cow, it was amazing. And I love it, because it's part of the tradition, and tailgating and everybody getting together. And think about, I grew up in Boston, so I played three sports during the year. I played... In a way, you guys are akin to Canada in that Canada is to hockey as football is to Texas.
Yeah.
In that, I played football in the fall, hockey in the winter, and baseball in the spring. And, y'all play football in the fall, football in the winter, and football in the spring. You know what I mean? It's your sport.
Yes, it is.
And I love it. I don't think there's anything better than going to the, to the stadium with a bunch of friends, having some ribs, a couple of beers, and watching a football game. I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, man. Kevin and I, we got to cover high school football down here too. I mean, we lived it while we were in high school too, but we got to cover it. Well, so we got all the experiences.
Did you know that Mike Flint, the guy who the senior is about, was the captain of the Odessa Permian team?
Yes.
Inspired Friday Night Lights, and they're a big feeder of Sol Ross, which is a, big West Texas Division II team, when he was playing there. And, he was a football star, this guy, and in his senior year, just to let the audience know what his story is, in his senior year, he was thrown out of the school for fighting with a freshman who was out of the dorms after hours. The kid, he said, hey, man, get in the dorms, and told him to, F off, and threw down with him, broke his nose. And the next day he was not only thrown off the football team, he was thrown out of school. And he left with his tail between his legs, and he was filled with regret, it was the thing that ate at him his whole life. Because he felt like he let his boys down, because they were supposed to be undefeated that season, and they were like a 500 team. They really had a terrible season. So it ate at him for decades. And, all these years later, he gets an invite to a reunion, like for his 37th reunion or something. And he says to his wife, this is a mistake. I didn't even graduate. And she's like, no, the guys on the team reached out to me, they were looking for you. I want you to go. I want you to get this monkey off your back. And he went there really to apologize. It wasn't like by design. He went there to say, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry for what I did. And just to make amends. And when they, you know, they all got together, and you know how it is when you see a bunch of old buddies that you haven't seen in years, you know, you're like, it's like no time passed. And they were incredible to them. And they were like, yeah, man, come on. Are you kidding me? That's football from, you know, from college days. We're 60. What do you know? You know what I mean? At 59 years old. It's all right. And they said, meanwhile, you look like you could still run with him, you know, because Mike was a big time strength trainer and he worked at Texas A&M and other big time programs as a strength trainer. Incidentally, I got to tell you, you know, in talking to Mike, you know, when I was first offered this role, I was very skeptical. I was like, is this true? Did this happen? You know, like, you know, and then I met Mike and I went, oh. I was like, this happened. You know, like I shook his hand and I went, yeah, oh yeah, you did this. Because he's, you know, I mean, he's a bull. He's very powerful. You know, you know when you shake someone's hand and you just feel the power in them, you know? And then he was 74 when I met him. And I wouldn't mess with him on a bet.
Tyron Smith, you know? The former Cowboys offensive lineman. We felt like that the first time we met him and shook his hand. We were like, holy crap, he's going to be really good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You go like, oh boy. So in any case, you know, they said you could probably run with him. He's like, yeah, I probably could. And they said to him, well, you know, you're eligible. And he was like, what? I'm what? He didn't know. He didn't know he was just suspended for 18 months. He had left in shame, you know, with his tail between his legs, and he never looked back. He didn't know that it was a temporary thing and that he had eligibility and he could go back and play. And he got it in his bull head that he was going to go and try out. And if he could make it somehow, he could be a mentor to the kids on that new team that he didn't even know yet. Now, and that's what the guy, yeah, he did that. And I don't, it's not a spoiler because it's the journey. That's the beginning of the movie. You've got to see the journey. And it's just such a big hearted, soulful movie. And I love the relationship with me and these boys on this football team. We had such a great time, man. I was 59 when I made this movie, the same age as Mike, you know, and I you know, again, I was the captain of my football team in high school. I played weak side linebacker and I was a short yardage blocking back, fullback, you know? So, you know, it wasn't like foreign to me. I was like putting on an old pair of shoes, you know, but the thing that was foreign was my body. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
59, you hit the dirt real hard a bunch of times. It's not the same. You don't recover.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It hurts, man. You know, you're brittle. You know, you're just not, you know, like, I'll never forget the second day when I had to go back to after that first 12-hour day of shooting football. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to pass away.
So we shouldn't ask if you still have eligibility left. We should not ask that then, right?
No, I don't care. I'm not, I did it. I did. I did my time. I'm good.
Was it odd at all?
Really, pleasure.
So, yes. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. No.
Go on.
Was it odd at all? Sorry about that. Was it odd at all having the person that you're playing on set as well?
Oh, are you kidding me? That was brutal at first. I was like, is she staying? You know, he's like off camera. And, you know, it was great the first day. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. You know, he's going to be on set for the first couple of days. That's fine. But then like 3 days go by and I'm like, hey, he and his wife are still here. And what happened was, you know, he was just so unobtrusive and he was such a lovely guy. And what I realized is that they were just really fascinated by the process of making a movie. They had never seen this and they just wanted to be around it. And it wasn't like he was coming up to me and giving me notes or anything. And they're really lovely people. So I got to start liking them so much and liking them being around that I ended up using them as my best resource. I kept on going up to him and saying, hey, Mike, how'd you feel about this? And Eileen, what was he like when he did this? And they ended up being my, you know, I just tapped into it. You know, it was fantastic. It was great to have him there, you know.
I've always been curious for a guy like you that's had a variety of different roles. Do you ever truly leave a role behind, like Detective Vic Mackey? How many people come up to you and say it's clobbering time? Like, do you ever let a role just, it's gone now, or is it always with you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I never really framed it that way. They're always sort of part of you, but allow me to quote the GOAT, and I know you'll bristle, the In Dallas guys, but the great Tom Brady once said when they asked him, what's your favorite championship? And without blinking an eye, he said, the next one.
Yeah.
And that's right. So that's me. When someone asks me what my favorite role is, I say the next one. And right now, the senior is my favorite role because that's the one I'm in right now, and I loved it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I want you all to enjoy it too.
Absolutely,
but you know, as far as Vic Mackey is always in my heart, the thing, all that's part of like my past and my history, you know, but. You know, I'm not a believer in going backwards. I just can't. You know, my father used to say, if you spend too much time looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to hit a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Well, I can honestly say this. We definitely are hoping for a collapse for the Red Sox so that the Rangers can get that final wild card spot.
True.
And, it, you know, if you have any love for that, too, it's okay.
Not so much. Listen, we look good this year, pal. We look good, finally. And I know you guys have been suffering for a while. I know it's been tough. Listen, I was 40 when we started winning. At least I did have the Celtics and the Bruins winning championships through my young life. But the Red Sox and the Patriots, I suffered for many years until the great one came along. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to promote the heck out of the senior.
Because it sounds awesome.
But every time the Red Sox lose another game, we'll promote it extra. How about that deal?
Deal.
Okay, there you go.
Deal. I'll take that deal right now. I'll take that deal.
The senior is in theaters starting tomorrow. Michael Chiklis, thank you very much for jumping on with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Now I'm going to walk back.
There you go. Hopefully without a suitcase. in his hand. Man, I like that because at first I was like, oh no, have I gotten the wrong information?
He was like, hold on, how the heck do they know that? How do they know what I was dealing with?
This is our Metroplex. We know everything, including that you should make your way on down to Arlington Williams Chicken off of South Cooper. That's where the G-Bag Nation is going to be today to do the State Fair Classic. Get you ready for that. We will talk with them next right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Jacob back to work at 2-2. And it swung on and a high drive hit to deep right field. Back goes Garcia at the wall. It is gone. Jeremy Pena with an opposite field home run. It's 5-2 Houston. Jacob DeGrom has now surrendered 25 home runs this year.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. For people who appreciate our interview with Michael Chiklis, I've actually never seen The Shield. Tell me if I need to start watching it immediately. A couple of Rangers updates. We told you Tyler Mahle back from the injured list and ready to roll. And then Kamar Rocker is also returning to AAA after his stint in the developmental program. Right now, let's take you out to Williams Chicken in Arlington to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific. Hagee, how are you?
We're doing great. And of course, thank you as always to D&M Leasing for bringing us this crosstalk. Have any of y'all ever seen The Shield? Because I know tons of people watch it. Tons of people loved it. I was curious if I could get a in-person review from any of y'all.
No, I've never watched The Shield.
No, me either. And I had heard great things about it. But I mean, Michael Chiklis, I think, fantastic for the original.
Yes.
Never seen The Shield myself. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's okay. One day we're going to sit down and watch it.
I watched the NFL yes. Shield a bunch. Mm-hmm. Done that. Mm-hmm. That one I could tell you about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. I do.
That's a good idea, though, Corey. Like maybe once football season's over, we're all like, what do we do with our Sundays? We just get all our families together and we have The Shield watch parties.
I think this is a great idea. Yeah. And invite the Tolos out. I think it would be good.
I love that. Can y'all describe the scene for us out where you are and what do you got going down today?
Yeah, we're at Williams Chicken in Arlington. That's basically 20 in Cooper. And we have tickets to the State Fair Classic. Just ask Eric, the owner here at Williams, and he's got your tickets starting at 2:30. CA is going to be out here at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to him about the game he's hosting. And Lucius, I believe, is introducing the post-game entertainment, a concert with TLC. So we'll get his thoughts as well.
Oh,
but yeah, we've already enjoyed an entire feast of chicken tenders and bone-in chicken and rolls and Diet Coke. Serving catfish now here, too. So
very nice.
A little something for
you. Okay, so here's the thing. Our guy Brian brought us about to bring over some catfish that looks absolutely outstanding. He's a fan of cold chicken. So we're leaving these two pieces of chicken... Yes, so
thank
he can wait
so
till later on in the show and get him cold. So, Corey, you're in on that too?
Yeah, if it's left over, it's been in the fridge overnight, I'm perfectly happy not reheating it and just going straight into the bucket and pulling. I guess my curiosity is, what is the best? You reach in the bucket, is it a leg? Is it thigh? Breast?
It's cold chicken, Corey. Just eat the damn
chicken.
It's
the thigh.
You know what? It's cold. People are already laughing at you because you're eating cold chicken. Just grab the chicken, get a paper towel or a big beach towel, and then sit down and enjoy it. Don't overthink this thing too much.
Okay.
You know? They put catfish in front of me. Now, I'll eat some hot catfish.
Okay, well, then you take some, because I know your stomach's been gurgling. I can hear it from over here.
I had the boudin out of the casing. Mm-hmm. They've already had that today, yeah.
It's
been a joyful day so far.
Broadus, did you have the same tell-it-like-it-is style at all spots in the NFL?
That's why I'm fired. That's why I'm doing radio right now.
Okay.
Because I did this a lot, and I pissed people off, and they said, we've had enough of you. Move on.
I like it that you get right to the point. Sometimes it hurts my feelings, but I still appreciate it. So I didn't know if you always did it like that.
I think since I was about 9 years old, I've done this. Yeah, probably made a lot of people mad in my day. So
body part of the chicken power rankings, I go thigh, leg, wing, breast.
Breast at last. See, I think the breast has the most meat. I'm surprised that's last.
It does have the more, obviously, the quantity. The size of the breast is usually bigger than the other ones, but I just, there's some, you can tend to have, and I'm here for the breast, don't get me wrong, but there's like a dryness factor, right? Whereas with the thigh,
I enjoy the suppleness of the breast.
Pretty good real estate on the thigh, plus it's a darker meat,
The dark meat, sure.
The leg is a similar flavor. Deal. So that's how
kind
I would.
Fattier on the thigh.
Yeah, a little bit. Absolutely. A little bit fattier.
Easier to be tender.
Yeah.
You know, I think the breast might be the most boom or bust portion of the chicken.
That's okay. Depending on how you cook it.
Because if you nail it, I think it has the potential to be the
it's
best.
Got
but
chances.
I would say over 80% of the time on a full bird, the breast is going to be the worst.
But it's just the size agree, of them, Chief. Peggy, when you're going into that bucket. You know, it's very inviting.
So do you scan the bucket as opposed to just you reach in, you take the piece of chicken you get and go about your day?
It sounds like, wait a minute, I'm just saying, Heggie's asking this question because I've seen him move around when we have appetizers on the table. Heggie will touch every one of them until he finds the absolute one he likes.
Perfect mindset.
Like, hey, like, oh, look, I don't like onion rings. I'll grab three of them and move them slightly to the left. Oh, wait, what's this? This is a nacho. Oh, it doesn't have any meat on it, so I have to move that over here. My man Heggie will look around the room, and he will like make sure that nobody's looking, but scouts eyes over here, like he's seeing what Heggie's doing.
This is the most side eye.
Don't ever set my Heggie at a restaurant. If he orders the sampler, just know that every one of those pieces on it has been touched by Heggie at some point.
I dispute some, but not all of that information. I dispute some, but not all of that information. All right. Now, this was a question that came up going back to Vegas. Do you ever get involved in a stranger's conversation?
No. I don't think since I quit drinking.
You know, that's a hell of a poll, because I think that, yes, if I have a little bit of liquid courage and I hear something, I might go ahead and just jump on in. And at that point, if you're like all drink, it's in a bar, it's kind of a social setting. I don't feel as rude just kind of barging into a conversation. But typically, sober me, no, I'm going to mind my own damn business.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
In Vegas, I was in the elevator with these four women. And they were talking about something that I felt like I was uniquely qualified to weigh in on. So
church and state?
Yes. I mean, that would have been amazing. I got on the elevator and the girl's like, I don't really care about the breakup so much as I'm going to miss his cat. And he doesn't even want that cat. And I think that I should be able to have the cat. And so then one of her friends was like, yeah, do you really want to talk about that cat? Are you trying to slide back in there? And she's like, no. I just care about the cat. I want it. And so I was standing there and I was like, you know what? I actually had this exact same situation a while ago. And she was like, really? What happened? And I said, I was dating this girl. We dated for a while. We broke up. It was time for us to break up. But I really wanted the dog. And I thought she didn't want the dog anymore. And she was like, did you get the dog? And I said, yes, we still have that dog to this day. So I'm telling you, it can happen. And then we dinged on the elevator. We reached our floor. She tapped her friend on the shoulder and was like, see, I can get the cat.
Yeah, that's helpful. I think I would jump in there. I think if I thought I had a unique perspective where I could see people struggling with something that I have the answer to.
Yep.
You know, I think you got to jump in there, give that gal some hope.
I would have jumped in there and said, why'd he break up with you?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a good question.
Do you deserve
You're talking about a cat. There's something else wrong with you, ma'am.
Yeah, what if she tortured that cat, you know?
Oh, my gosh. We did have like 60 floors to figure it out, so that's a great point. What do you guys got coming up on the program today, and where can people find you?
William Chicken in Arlington here, Cooper and 20. Come by, get your State Fair Classic tickets. But, yeah, we have Jake Ferguson's show coming up at 5:20, and we have Chris Emma of 670 The Score, who covers the Bears, joining us at 4:20. All the top sports stories here right out of the gates in just a few minutes, Higgy.
Outstanding. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Show. Yeah, it's going to be a good show or...
Pure gold is always.
All right.
Yes.
So roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at Williams Chicken off of South Cooper in Arlington. Remember, tomorrow we will be at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Lots of giveaways. Dr. Pepper and Taco Bueno are going to be giving away Cowboys tickets and merch. Come and see us or at least tune in 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.